The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai HaKoyen Kaster, Mechaber Sefer Gvuras Akiva, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Our Gemara Megillah Chavches tells us that one of the things that Rav Preda attributed his Arichas Yamim, his long life to, was the fact that he never made a bracha before a Koyen. And Rashi explains that this is referring to a suda, that if a preda was eating a meal with a kayin, he always allowed the kayin to bench first. And this is the halacha that's brought in Masechus Kitin, Nuntes, of the Kidashtai, give the kayin covered, give him honor, l'chol davar shebekedusha. And this chiyuv of the Kidashtai has different applications, like our Gemara, that you have to allow him to bench first, by Kriyas HaTorah, that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah, that it is also to be mishtamish with a Kohen. You are not allowed to let a Kohen work for you, because you have to give him covered, and all these things are learned out of the Pasuk of the Kidashtai, that tells us a Kohen deserves honor, he deserves covered. And Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, in his Chasuchei Chemen on our daf, brings a very interesting shayla. There was a shul that was ready to start Kriyas HaTorah. The problem was that the only kohen that was in this minyan was a suffix bar mitzvah, a suffix yud gimel, meaning we were not sure if he was bar mitzvah or not. And the suffix was because this child had been born bein hashmashes. We don't know when exactly is his birthday, and it happens to be that today is a suffix, is it his 13th birthday or not? Is it today or tomorrow? Today he is standing by Kriyas HaTorah, and the question is, does he get the first Aliyah or not? And first we have to understand, what is the halakha by every katan? Does a katan get the first Aliyah? Is a child nichlal included in the pasuk of the Kedashtai? Do you have to give a kohen who is a child honor? So the Mishnah Brura and Reish Pei Beis, Sivkat in your days, brings from the Magen Avraham that the Kedashtai does not apply to a kohen. Only a gadol gets covered, but a child does not. And therefore, even if we would give a child an aliyah, that's a separate topic. But even if we would give children aliyahs, we would not give the kohen the first aliyah, because since he is still a child, he's not included in the Kedashtai. But Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein wants to say that perhaps in this case you would give him the first aliyah, because over here we have a seika. Number one, perhaps he is a gadol. Number two, even if he is a katan, although we just brought from the Magen Avraham that the Kedashtai does not apply to a katan, that is not a davar muskum. There are those who argue that the Kiva Eger holds that the Kedashtai does apply to a kohen. So therefore, even though normally that halacha is like the Magen Avraham, and we don't give kohanim the first aliyah as long as they are still children, in our case, where it's a suffix that perhaps he is a gadol, so therefore we can have a seika. Is he a gadol? Even if he's not a gadol, perhaps the halacha is like a kiva eger. And therefore it would seem that we have a seika, and therefore that this child who is a suffix, if he's a bar mitzvah bakar anas, should get the first aliyah. But then Rav Yitzchak says no, because what is the reason why the Magen Avraham holds that a katan doesn't get, why a katan is not nichlal in the Kedashtai? So he brings the pasuk of the Eslechem Elokechahu Makriv, which means to say, the reason why we give covet and honor to the kohen is because he is the person who brings our karbanos to the Rebbeinu Shlomo in the Beis HaMikdash. He is a bar aveda. So therefore, someone who brings our karbanos, somebody who is a bar aveda, who serves in the Beis HaMikdash, he deserves our honor. A katan cannot bring a karban. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, since a katan is not a bar aveda, he doesn't deserve the kavod. Says the Yitzchak Zilberstein, what is the halacha of a suffix gadol? Can he work in the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is no. So says the Yitzchak Zilberstein, that even though it is a suffix, perhaps he is a bar mitzvah bacher, perhaps he is a gadol, but since we don't know, therefore, b'tayrus vaday, with certainty we can say, he would not be able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, since he cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash, b'tayrus vaday, therefore we know for sure he's not a bar avoda, and therefore he does not deserve honor. So therefore, in our case, the fact that he might be a gadol doesn't play a role. He's definitely not a bar avoda, and therefore it goes back to the machlokes Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eger, and lemaisa we passing like the Magen Avraham that a katan does not get the first aliyah, and therefore it says that Yitzchak Zilberstein, in our case, you don't have the seika, and therefore this child, even though he might be a gadol, would not get the first aliyah. Now lechayra, this is a chiddush. To say that he's not called a bar avoda, because on the side that he is a gadol, on that side that he's a gadol, it's just that we don't know about it. Is that enough to say that he's not a bar avoda? And the chayre it's not, because before we answer why not, we have to understand what does the Rabbi Akiva Eger hold. What is the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham says that in order to be nichlal in the pasuk of the Kiddushay, you have to be a bar avoda. Rabbi Akiva Eger brought there in the Sharetzion in Reish Pei Beis says no, you don't have to be a bar avoda. And what's my proof? A bal mum. So a kohen who has a mum does not serve in the Beit HaMikdash. Are we going to say that he's not nichlal in the Kiddushay? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's the repashit that a bal mum definitely is honored. You have to give a bal mum kavod, and therefore, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, we see from this that a bal mum is nichlal in the Kiddushay. Obviously, it doesn't depend on this if you are a bar avoda or not, and therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that a katan is nichlal in the pasuk of the Kiddushay, despite the fact that he's not a bar avoda. Now, what is the Magen Avraham going to hold? Rabbi Akiva Eger is right. How could you tell me you need to be a bar avoda if we see it from bal mum not that way? So the answer would seem to be is that we have to make a difference between why are you not serving in the Beis HaMikdash? What, in other words, what type of person are you? Are you that type of person who could serve in the Beis HaMikdash or not? Hold the Magen Avraham, a bal mum, is he the type of person who could serve in the Beis HaMikdash? Perhaps we could say, yes he is. He's that type of person. It just so happens to be he has a problem. He has a mum, which prevents him from going into the Beis HaMikdash. It's what we would call, in Yeshivish words, a zaitzik kazach, something that's external to the person. And therefore, the Magen Avraham is going to hold, as long as you are the person who could be considered a bar avoda, we don't care if practically you don't serve in the Beis HaMikdash. As long as you are considered that type of person who would serve, you are included in the Kiddushay. A katan, a child, is simply not that type of person. A child is not the type of person who could serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore that is why he won't get covered. And that will be the simple explanation for the Magen Avraham. Now, in our case, we have a person who is a suffix if he is a gadol or not. Granted, if he's a katan, he's not the type of person who serves in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he's not considered a bar avoda. But if he, in reality, he's a gadol, is he that type of person who could serve in the Beis HaMikdash? One could argue, of course he is. It happens to be. We can't let him, because we don't know that. It's a lack of knowledge on our part. But to say, since we don't know when his birthday is, that makes it that he's not a bar avoda, it could be even the Magen Avraham would agree that he would definitely would be considered a bar avoda. Now, we could argue, what would Rabbi Akiva Eger hold? Again, Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that a bar mum is considered a different type of person, not a bar avoda. The Magen Avraham disagrees. What would Rabbi Akiva Eger hold in reference to a suffix? This our case. But we have to remember, it doesn't make a difference what Rabbi Akiva Eger holds. If he holds that a suffix is a bar avoda or is not a bar avoda, because Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that a katan b'vadai could serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So So therefore, he definitely would hold that a suffix could. The only question is in the shita of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, who says you have to be a Bar Avodah, what would he consider a suffix? So the chayra, if the Magen Avraham is going to consider a Balmum a Bar Avodah, where the Kivega holds he's not a Bar Avodah, but the Magen Avraham, the chayra, holds he is, and that's why you give the Gedasai. It's only the Katan who's not a Bar Avodah. So therefore, we have all these people in front of us. The Katan, not a Bar Avodah. Balmum, yes, a Bar Avodah. A suffix definitely would fall into the category of somebody who is a Bar Avodah, and therefore, the chayra, you would have a Sfeika in this case. And that might be a reason to argue on the fact of Yitzchak Lubitzin, obviously not Lalach L'Maisa, the Tlopalpa, the Ritzchak D'Raisa, to answer up the Yitzchak Lubitzin China. Now, this question, if the Kidashtay applies to a child or not, has a very practical nafkamina. My son asked me, we are Kohanim, and my son wanted to know, why am I allowed to tell him to do something? I asked him, please bring out the garbage. Wait a second. I'm being established with the Kayin. So you can tell me he's Michael. But wait a second. That's not always the case. Very often he's reading a book, and if you force him to bring out the garbage, he'll do what he has to do, but he will grumble about it. He doesn't want to do it. So why is an adult allowed to tell his child, who is a Kayin, to do work? So if we hold like the Magen Avraham, it's not going to be a problem. The Kidashtay doesn't apply to a custom. According to the Kiva Eger, it would. But even if you want to say that the Halakha is like the Magen Avraham, that's how we paskin, that the Kidashtay does not apply to a custom, what are we going to do about an adult? Not adult, sorry, a teenager. A teenager who's already bar mitzvah, he's considered an adult. The Kidashtay definitely does apply to him. So why are you allowed to ask him to take out the garbage to work for you? And a teenager is even more problematic because they are less likely to be Michael. They get moody. We all know how teenagers act. So therefore, if you have a teenage son, what is going to be the heter to ask him to work for you? So one could say that is a big shayla. What is that halacha one kayin to the next? Does one kayin have to give the other kayin kavod? So that's a shayla in the poskim. But even if you want to say that a kohen does not have to give the other kohen kavod, and therefore a father would be allowed to ask his son to work for him, what are we going to do with the mother? The mother is not a kohen. She definitely does have to give kohanim kavod. So how is she allowed to ask the son to do work? So the simple answer would seem to be, based on the Taz, the Taz in Siman Kuf Chav Ches says that the reason why a Kayin is allowed to be Michael is because if he's Michael, then he's doing something that he wants to do. It's good for the Kayin. And if the Kayin is doing something that he wants to do, that's not called Shimush. That's not called work. And therefore, says the Taz, that's why the Kayin could be Michael. Because anything that the Kayin is doing for his own self-interest is not called Shemus, it's not Nichlal in the Issa of the Kidashtay. So perhaps in our case we could say the same. It's well known, the Rambam in the Halakhos of Gerushin, that says that if you have a person who refuses to give his wife a get, what you do is you beat him to an inch of his life, you force him to say, right to Ani, and then the get's a good get. The question is, how is that a good get? We all know that the reason why he is saying Reis Ani is because he is being forced. So the famous Rambam tells us that every Jew, every Yid, deep inside, really wants to do what's right. And therefore, as long as he says Reis Ani, and we think we know the reason why he's saying Reis Ani, because he's being beaten, he is being forced, says the Rambam, that's not really true. If he says Reis Ani, it's obviously that principle of Yid, that spark inside every Jew that wants to do the right thing, that is telling him to say Reis Ani, and therefore he's doing on his own free will, and therefore the get's a good get. So perhaps by the child as well. The mitzvah of Kivud Avim is a tremendous mitzvah, and therefore, if the child, even though we think the child doesn't want to do it, we could say that he really does. He doesn't know it, perhaps, but subconsciously, deep inside, we know that this child wants to do the mitzvah of Kivud Av V'Em, and therefore, if he wants to do it, it's not going to be considered shimush, and that's why it's not a problem. The two problems with this pshat is, number one, even though the Rambam says you could force him to give a get, at the end of the day, the person has to say Reitzani. If you force a person to give a get, and that person never says those words, Reitzani, I want, the get's not valid. The chiddush is that when he says Reitzani, it works, even though we know why he's saying it. But the words Reitzani, that he has to say. So by the child, if he never says those words, if he is screaming and shouting as he's taking out that garbage, what is the hetzer going to be? And moreover, even if we want to say that you could force an adult to give a get as long as he says right to Ani, because we assume that he really wants to do it, because deep down in his heart he knows what the right thing is, does that svara apply by a katan, by a child? Perhaps it's only a mature adult who understands what the Rebbein Nishman is all about. He understands that he has to do what Hashem wants. But a child? Do we necessarily have the right to assume the same thing? And therefore, perhaps, the svara of the Rambam to say that the person always wants to do a mitzvah doesn't apply by a custom. Now, if a custom is no vikidasa in the first place, like the shita of the Magen Avraham, it's not going to be a problem. This last time, it will only be a problem if you hold like Akiva Eger, because Akiva Eger holds is vikidasa by a custom. But the problem would be by a teenager, where if the teenager never says the words Reitzani, do we have a right to assume he is doing it on his own free will, and therefore won't be a problem of the Kiddushin? So now we're still left with the problem, how are you allowed to ask your child to do something? So L'chayra, the real answer is going to be based on something that the Parash Yosef Megillah Zayin Amud Bey says. There he's discussing, why is a Rebbe allowed to ask his Talmud, who is a Kayin, to do something for him? So he explains, because he knows the famous Chazal, that any Rebbe that doesn't allow his student to serve him is doing a terrible disservice to the student. Because for a student to serve his Rebbe, the Talmud to serve the Rebbe, is a tremendous benefit, not just to the Rebbe, but to the Talmud as well. And therefore says the Parash Yosef, simply, any time that the Rebbe is mishtamish with his Talmud, with his student, that is never nichlal in the problem of the kiddushin, because the main beneficiary of this service is not the Rebbe, but rather the Talmud. So therefore, perhaps in our case as well, granted, he doesn't want, he's screaming and shouting, he's not Michael, he's upset, but at the end of the day, did a good thing happen to this child? Was it to his benefit that he was forced to do this work? Of course. Not only does he learn Gemidah's proper behavior, but he gets the mitzvah of Kivud Av V'Em. And therefore, perhaps the whole Shaila is not Negeya, it doesn't apply. Because Vikidashtai means, don't use him for your own purpose. But when you force your child to work, when you are mechanichim, you are setting him on the right way, and it's definitely a to'elah, a benefit for the child. And therefore, this would seem to be the right answer. Why is it that you are allowed to ask your child to do something? It's not because he wants to do it. It's not because he's Michael, but rather simply because it's for his benefit. And any time a person does something for his benefit, and a Kayan does something for his benefit, it's not cool that you're using him. It's not a bazillion to the Kayan. On the contrary, it's the best thing that the Kohen could do for himself, and therefore that is why it would not be a problem to ask him to serve you, and it's not considered a violation of the Kiddushin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.